Previously on Capes University. One part of your deviation is being able to see the materials that things are made out of, right?
Mm-hmm.
For a split second, you could have sworn that you saw the, like, building blocks of some of your classmates. So, Vikram, you feel as if your body is just electricity for a minute. Gyro, your brain just registers a weakness in the wall, and you feel your skin get hard as steel.
He'll scoop the pizza into the biryani.
Lila watches you and is just like, that's so creative of you.
That reminds me, do you guys think that there is a concrete wall or something around here that I could smash into within like the next 30 to 45 minutes that I wouldn't get in trouble for?
Lila's sitting there and then almost as if a light bulb switches on in her head, she's like,
ooh, I know.
Sweet, I'm gonna go get my pads.
What if he doesn't stop?
You slam right into this wall of webbing and you crack through it and continue moving.
Vikram realizes he doesn't have time to wait for Annette, curses, and runs.
You blast the hell off.
Oh no.
I want to put my hands on the ground and transmutate the metal that is in the ground from the irrigation piping.
It feels like your body gets sucked into the pipe. You have picked up way too much speed. You fly directly into the apartment and you feel yourself get bounced around that entire building. You see Vikram get tossed out of basically the front porch light, missing his left arm.
Yes, I would like to know first, am I in pain?
Well, you're starting to come back into a wakey town.
Uh-huh.
And all you hear are the sounds of beep, 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 beep. And you hear a nice doctor lady that normally slaps you back to health shouting, Marsden, where's that replacement? Nurse, I need more batteries. Get me some electrolytes, stat. You hear Marsden, in the background say, it's on the way, doctor. I just need a little more time.
We need more blankets and less blankets.
I'm going to immediately attempt to sit up by pushing myself up with both hands.
Please. You are not nearly strong enough to do anything right now.
I didn't say I was going to do it. I said I was going to attempt it.
Your arms don't even budge. Neither one of them budge.
Oh.
Actually, there's probably one off somewhere budging. But
oh god, yeah.
Can I feel both my arms?
You think you can feel one of them. One is more of like a phantom-y feeling.
Okay.
Does nobody know about phantom limb syndrome?
Oh, I absolutely do, but that's...
Yeah.
Everyone made a face like I was crazy. I was like, no, that's like a thing.
No, but he's superpowered, so his phantom limb turns into a limb of electrical energy.
Right. I'm trying to figure out, like, am I still connected?
No, it's not a ghost arm. It's not going to come crawling back like a... Shit. Yeah, what was the hand's name in Adam's Family?
Thing? Fancy? I think, no, maybe. Yeah,
wasn't
no,
it just
thing.
Hand?
It was thing.
You're in a lot of pain. You think you can feel your arm, but you're like in and out of consciousness. Like you're just...
Okay. I'm assuming I'm drugged the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Like the massive amounts of pain that you feel would be way more, like way worse. We're going to rewind about an hour or two. And Roz and Gyro, you guys see Vikram get spit out of the dorm building.
The front porch light.
onto the floor, missing an arm, bleeding out on the floor.
Oh, shit.
I like we're rewinding 2 hours and assuming they saved me.
Well, Lila and Alex are also still there. So, yeah, when Vikram comes flinging out of the dorm room and lands, Lila lets out a blood-curdling scream.
Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Yeah, so, oh, fuck. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Gyra has to, like, literally, like, hold it in for a second. It's like, oh, dude. I've seen some pretty gnarly crashes, but this one's bad. Okay. Okay. We got to get him to the doctor lady. Is anyone... Can any of you make fire somehow? We got to, like, cauterize this thing. I don't know how this works. And he just goes over and picks him up, and he's just, like, he's, like, moving him back and forth in his arms, like, flinging blood all over the grass. He's like, what do I do? What do I do?
Alex runs over. Just put him down. Just put him down. Just put him down. Just put him down. I got this. I got this. I got this. I got this. And Alex makes a time bubble around Vikram to stop the bleeding. They make it, like, perfectly around Vikram. It's sealing in the
juices,
or slowing down the blood, almost to a stop. Lila is near the dorm door, just bawling her eyes out.
A teacher. We need a teacher.
Alex turns to you, Gyro, and Roz, and shouts, like, call a teacher, call the school hospital, like, call somebody to come get this dude, because I don't know how long I can hold this.
All right, Roz, try the box thing again. Maybe it'll work this time. And if you get that weird ass dude you heard the first time, then I'll go myself.
Oh, okay, I'll try the box thing. Roz runs to the box thing.
When you get there, you do see several numbers. You see a number for, like, campus police, campus hospital, and some, like, weird overall faculty number.
She dials the number for campus hospital.
You hear, like, one quick ring and then, hello?
Hi, we need help.
Where are you?
Outside the dorm.
What is the nature of your emergency?
One of the students is missing an arm.
Ooh, it's fun night. Okay, ambulance be there. And then you just hear click and a dial tone.
She runs back.
I guess we'll just hold out until then, but Gyro asks, so, like, how long can you hold that thing?
I mean, I haven't tested the upper limits of how long I can hold it. I normally, you know, pop a bubble, get things done really quick, but definitely never tried to, like, keep somebody from bleeding out.
All right, well, just hold on, dude. I think help is on the way.
I mean, according to Hans Gruber, someone is coming.
I wish I could provide more assistance, but I don't think spraying spray paint into the wound is really gonna work out here. You know what I mean?
It's a couple seconds, and you guys hear bee-woo, bee-woo, bee-woo. But if you look down the roads, there's, like, nothing coming. And then you notice that the siren is coming from above you. Surprisingly, it is not an ambulance. It is someone who looks weirdly like Alan Rickman, but with a beard, making bee-woo sounds with his mouth. And has a little, like, siren light on his head, just comes swooping in and goes, that's the patient?
Yeah, the one that's missing an arm is the patient.
Oh, in the bubble. Okay. Excuse me, miss, you need to remove, and he, like, pokes the bubble and it, like, jiggles on the outside. Zeus.
Ooh, it jiggles. It's good information to know for the future.
Alex drops the bubble. Ambu Rickman, his arms become like a, what do you call them? A tourniquet? Or not a tourniquet. Yes, a tourniquet. And just, like, slides it under Vikram and closes it. He starts flying off towards the hospital.
This is the weirdest school.
Hold on. I also need to make a note that the ambulance person is Ambulance Alan Rickman.
Ronald Weasley.
Thank you, Natalie, for saying he was like Hans Gruber, and that's all I could think about.
You're welcome.
Alex, like, wipes some sweat off their brow and is like, whew, man, that was a crazy night.
Yeah, you could say that again.
Who would have thought, you know, pizza and foodstuffs would lead to one less arm?
Yeah, dude, I'm wicked sorry, bro. Like, I did not intend for this to go this wrong. I was just really excited to try out my new power after I figured something out. And I mean, I'm still pretty hyped that I, like, made it work again, and I know how to make it work. It's just like...
Lila starts to walk up, and her, like, tears are still strolling down her face, and her like regular jaw is quivering, but then like you can see on the inside where like those appendages come out, those are also like shaking. And she's just like, this is all my fault. This is my fault.
No.
Had I not told you about the wall that I could make and had the wall stuck and like kept you guys from speeding off, like everything would have been fine, and this is my fault. So sorry. Your friend is hurt.
No, I went way too hard. I was just really excited to try out this new power, and it went completely out of control. I didn't think I could get it under control. I mean, I figured it out kind of at the end, but everyone else had to help me. So it's like, no, Lila, do not feel bad about this. It is totally not your fault. And I'm sure once the doctor lady checks Vikram out, he'll be totally fine. But we should probably bring his arm.
Oh, the arm's not there. The arm didn't pop out.
Oh, God. Wait, where is his arm then?
Somebody's going to turn on their bedroom light in about a week. Pop!
And then we'll frame them for murder.
Jason's not 100% wrong. The best guess you can make is that the arm is still traveling through the electrical system in the dorm room.
Okay, well, I mean, I guess we'll keep an eye out.
Roz, are you still by the phone?
No, I had run back.
All right, what are you guys going to do then?
Roz is going to kind of look around and say, I feel like we should go to the hospital.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go there. I got to, like... Even if they won't let me in, I gotta stick outside and make sure he's gonna be, like, okay.
If you guys are by the dorm, you can hear the phone ringing in the, like, main lobby.
Well, if no one is going to answer it, it's like... I mean, it's kind of random to call. It's just... I don't know. They might be calling about Vikram. That was quick, though. And he'll run over to the phone with measured enthusiasm. Hello? This is Gyro Weber. Who's this?
You hear the very disappointed voice of Demo on the other line say, get your ass to the hospital now. They just hang up.
Oh, Demo's pissed, dude.
It rings right after they hang up.
Oh, God, please. Gyro Weber, at your service.
Bring Roz, send the other two to bed.
Okay, Roz, we gotta go to the hospital. Alex, Lila, I'm really sorry once again, but dinner was wicked awesome, and it was really good hanging out with you guys, but Demo needs us at the hospital, so we're gonna go.
As you guys start to leave, like, you can see Lila's still pretty shaken up. Alex is trying to console Lila, and Alex is like, we hope Vikram's okay. Like, take care of what you got to take care of. I'm not going to mess with Demo when they're mad. Let us know when you get back. Like, come check in with us so we know that Vikram's okay.
Yeah, totally.
Or we'll just see you in class, whatever. And, like, Alex takes Lila back into the dorm.
Sorry! He says this and calls back again.
Worst Monday night ever.
So you guys are going to the hospital now, I assume?
Yeah.
You get there, and at the entrance is a very familiar-looking cat-like woman that you would have recognized from the dean's office, but she is manning the hospital, like, check-in desk.
Oh.
Meow.
Hi. I guess you kind of work all over campus, huh?
Who are you?
Oh, sorry, that was rude. Name's Gyro Weber, new student here. This is Roz, this is my roommate.
Hi.
We're here to see We're here to see Vikram. He should have just came in. He's the dude without an arm.
You said Gyro and Roz?
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't believe you're here to see Vikram. You're here to see Demo.
Oh, well, I just assumed that he was like, oh, yeah, yeah. We're here to see Demo.
Demo has asked that you wait here. They will let you know when they're ready to see you.
Okay, thanks.
Take a seat. Back in the hospital room. Again, Vikram, you hear the rhythmic beep, beep, beep. It's pretty steady, so you know you're kind of okay.
It's a really steady music.
You hear Dr. Sheridan say, all right, we're almost done. Just got to do this. And you hear a click, clank, and the sharpest pain of your... Which arm did I say get ripped off?
Left.
Like the sharpest pain in your left arm that you have like ever felt.
Feels like the first time the doctor tried to give me an immunization with a metal needle.
Then you feel two solid slaps across your face. You are stirred awake. Dr. Samantha Sheridan is standing over you, her hand stretched to possibly slap you again. She looks old as dirt.
Oh, Dr. Sheridan's grandma?
You gave us quite the scare there, Vikram.
You know my name. Cool. Your power got passed down real well. Doc Sheridan hits just as hard as you do.
She pats you on the head and she goes, I am Dr. Sheridan. Now, Vikram, before you start coming to a little too fast, there's some things we need to tell you.
Okay, but first, I did Gyro stop in time? He was gonna hit that wall, and then everything went really, really fast, but is he okay?
Gyro's fine.
Okay, good.
Now, Vikram.
Yes?
We couldn't find your left arm, so it's a prosthetic. Feel free to look.
What? And he looks to the right.
Your other left.
What? And he looks to the left. Just in general to the left, not really at his arm.
Oh, maybe I didn't do this enough. And she like smacks you again. You feel the effects of the drugs start to wear off as she slaps you.
Ow. Ow, 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 ow. I thought you hit my face.
The pain is also like not too bad right now, I guess.
What do you mean not too bad right now? And this time he looks like directly at whatever his left arm might be.
Yeah. So staring back at you right now is a somewhat familiar looking left arm. If you remember what the robots looked like in the first episode, while it is similar, it is a much smaller scale to fit your size.
It still looks similar enough that he immediately like shifts to the right to get away from like, why is Demo testing me now?
The biggest difference that you would notice right now, though, is where it connects. You can see like a clear tubing around it, and you can see electricity like circling around and sort of like a like you can see the electricity through this clear tube just like going around and around and around and around, sort of powering the arm.
Okay. How high up? I assume this is the direct connection. It's skin, clear tube, carbon nanofiber arm.
It's a few inches lower than like where your shoulder connects. So it's above the, like way above the elbow. So sorry if Vikram had any tattoos, but they're gone.
Oh no, Vikram did not have any tattoos. He's clean.
So you have this arm. If you were to try to move it, it moves almost as seamlessly as your like normal arm. And Geiger comes up. Now, Vikram, I would like you to know that this arm is specially designed with you in mind.
Okay.
It is shockproof. It is you-proof, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
You do not have feeling. You can stop poking it.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
But essentially, it will function as your normal arm.
Okay.
It's a little tougher, but no extra strengths, no extra agilities, no nothing of the sort.
Okay. Does it, and Vikram will pull up his other hand, and he'll put his two fingers, his two index fingers, about an inch and a half, 2 inches apart, and he's going to try and arc them because it's one. It's something he could normally do. It's a like a Tesla coil kind of thing, but
instead of arcing the way that you would normally, like feel the electricity passing from one finger to the other,
mm-hmm.
you feel electricity from the robot arm arc to your other hand, but it doesn't go back.
Okay.
Yes. I am sorry about that. We are working on a solution, but right now the electricity can flow out of your arm, but the shockproofing and everything made it to where no electricity can go in from the outside. Which is why we have this nice little doohickey right here that powers the arm, based off of your body's electricity.
So you're saying if I use too much, the arm won't work anymore?
Oh, if you put too much electricity through that arm, it go kablooey.
How much is too much?
Quite a bit.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
And if I use too much from somewhere else, and I run out of juice, the arm stops working?
Yes, if you have no more electricity, the arm powers down and goes nappy by until you can recharge a little. I did build in one failsafe.
Uh-huh.
Watching your 100% the other day, or this morning, whatever time that was, I built in to where when you hit that electricity state, the arm immediately detaches and falls to the ground. Yes, to keep you from going kabooey and keep the arm safe for you to reattach.
You built this today?
Yes.
I had an arm today.
Well, I built it in the past 2 hours.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And Marsden just like walks away. You do hear Marsden as he's walking away. He's got his notebook out and he's just mumbling to himself like, electricity.
He's one step away from being an evil genius.
Dr. Sheridan, I don't think you hit me hard enough. I'm still hallucinating.
Like what?
Like somebody built me an arm in 2 hours?
Nope, that's not a hallucination. That's Dr. Marsden. He's the best engineer around.
How do I get into his class?
That's third year engineering? Third and fourth year.
How do I get into his class this year?
Ooh. Well, that's something you need to take up with Demo. I'm not a teacher.
Okay.
I take that back. I teach some support medicine, but not anything. I hate kids. They're sticky.
I leave that to my support medicine TA. It's a real piece of shit, but at least I can focus on my research, you know? Anyways.
I'm kind of tired. Is there a way to make the hurting stop? It's kind of loud right now.
Oh, yeah. She just slaps you again. Well, that's probably the last slap I can handle for tonight, but we have some car batteries for you to hook up to for a little bit. Oh, actually, I see you're already done charging. Neat. Demo wanted to talk to you?
Oh, no.
We switch scenes over to our lovely Gyro and Roz waiting in the waiting room. The kitty cat administrator, who, totally rude, y'all didn't even ask her name. She is, not the secretary that you saw, but a twin sister.
Well, how are we supposed to know that?
Because she has a completely different demeanor. She's angry and grumpy and rude when the other lady was very sweet and kind to you.
As far as we know, that could, you know, I feel like multiple personality disorder is probably rampant in this.
Well, I guess she's also like a kitty cat person, so she could just like one day love you and the next be like, I'm going to murder you.
Exactly.
My cats are very sweet, thank you.
She looks up at you two and goes, Roz, Gyro, Demo asked to see you in the morgue.
Oh no. Is Vikram dead?
Probably.
Probably?
What do you mean probably? I can handle broken bones, but I can't handle dead stuff right now, especially dead people that I like.
See the kid missing an arm?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's probably dead. That was a lot of blood.
You have horrible bedside manner.
I'm not a doctor.
You work in a hospital.
I just take paperwork, answer calls, and tell people where to go. Demo asks you in the morgue.
Okay.
Roz is just glaring. And where is the morgue? Up your butt.
Downstairs. There's a lot of signs. Idiot.
Bitch.
A gyro is just a blubbering mess. He's just like, I feel so terrible, and I also can't go back to... I've already been in jail a couple times.
Roz grabs the corner of, like, his sleeve and sort of pulls him along as she keeps turning back and glaring at the cat lady.
A cat lady, like, doesn't even notice you glaring at her. She, like, never even looked up from, like, her book.
I pull Gyro along and try to follow the signs to the morgue.
All right, I'm going to say I'll make it pretty easy. Hospital signs are easy to follow, aren't they?
I like that the boom crash of your joke drum set was also muted. Really fit.
So y'all make it to like the doors of the morgue, and Demo's just standing there, sees you walking up, bawling your eyes out, Gyro, being dragged by Roz. What's the matter with him?
He thinks Vikram's dead.
Demo, if he's dead, I really think that his body should be identified by the first of kin. And I don't think I'm the person to be doing that right now, dude.
I don't need you to identify Vikram. I don't even know if Vikram's dead.
Oh, good.
As you guys are talking, Vikram, you are walking up from behind them, like down the hall. So Demo definitely sees you walking up.
I'm mumbling to myself. I'm not even looking up. I'm mumbling to myself. I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm so fucking dead.
Hey, Gyro.
Yeah?
You believe in ghosts?
I mean, to a degree.
Cool.
I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm so fucking dead. I'm dead. Oh my god, I'm dead.
Oh my god. I think I hear Vikram's ghost. It's already happening! I knew these bad vibes would come back around to bite me in the ass someday, dude. And here it is!
Roz is starting to get white as a sheet until she also starts hearing Vikram, and she's like, wait.
Wait, you were getting white before you heard him chanting, I'm dead, I'm dead, I'm dead.
Yeah, because, like, they were asked to meet in the fucking morgue. Like, it's a creepy place.
How close do I get?
You're, like, right behind Gyro right now.
Still not really looking where I'm going. I guess I bump into Gyro just reflexively, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh god, he's here!
Now that you're all here, we can go inside. Come on, Roz, Gyro, Ghost Vikram.
Ghost?
Everyone's a comedian today.
But the arm, Dr. Marsden said...
You're not a ghost, Vikram.
Oh my god, you're alive? Dude, you're alive! And he's just like, I don't even care if you're a ghost, at least you're corporeal.
Doc Sheridan was very old tonight.
Yeah, that checks out. She probably used up a lot of years trying to slap you into life.
Sorry.
Holy shit, Vikram, I am so sorry, bro.
I'm sorry I wasn't able to stop you. I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, dude, I'm fine. I feel bad. I should have warned you beforehand. Like, honestly, like, if that situation comes up again, just like, I know you got my back and all, but, like, do not put yourself in harm's way like that, bro.
No, I should have spoken up sooner and stopped you from doing things that we're not supposed to do, and I should have tried harder to keep you safe.
No, it's fine. I know how to keep myself safe, dude. Like I said, I've been in a few bad scrapes before.
You went through the wall.
Yeah, but, I mean... I don't know, dude. It's like a gut instinct. I can't really explain it, but I've been blading for long enough that, like, if I know a bad fall's about to come up, I know how to take a hit. It would have been really bad if it didn't work out, but, like, I don't know. Just, like, you trust me and I'll trust you, but do not risk yourself like that again.
Uh-huh. Gyro?
Yeah.
Roz and Demo went in without us, and I think they're waiting for us.
Demo is just standing there with, like, holding the morgue door open, like, are you coming, or are we gonna have the sob fest all night?
Roz did go in. She is inside waiting.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was just setting things straight, or, you know, just apologizing.
Vikram starts to apologize and sees, like, Demo's face and decides, nope, just gonna walk. And immediately goes in.
So as you three get in there, there is a... Oh no! It's been so long since we played, I lost my notes!
It's a zombie, Roz, quick, turn a table into something!
You think this is a superhero school? Just kidding. This is a zombie game. A horror.
I mean, I did just lose an arm. It's already horror.
That's true.
Oh, I thought you said a whore. And I was like, yeah, I guess.
Walk in ahead of demo, and in front of you is a dark-haired Hispanic woman, about 5'9 to 10-ish, in sort of like a comfortable-looking, like, business attire-ish. It's not dressy, but it's not, like, casual.
Biz cash.
But weirdly, her shoes are running shoes. I guess not weirdly, she's just wearing running shoes, it's fine. Behind her is two tables, both with white sheets over them. And Demo walks up and says, all right, you three, besides having you keep me awake all hours of nights for doing whatever stupid things you are doing.
I'm sorry.
This is my partner, Cassandra Garza, or as you'll be calling her, Detective Garza. We've been tracking down leads you guys gave us about the missing students. Cassie here has been on the case for a lot longer than I've even been a teacher here. So I'm going to let her tell you what we found. And Cassie smiles and waves at you three and goes, hi guys. So here's the thing. I moved to Indianapolis a few years ago. And we started getting calls about some students who would enroll here, drop out, and go missing. Through a couple of connections I had with some higher-ups that I'm not allowed to talk about right now, we figured out that these students are dropping out and becoming supervillains. So, for the past 2 to 3 years, I've been trying to figure out, like, why they drop out, why they disappear, and why they suddenly become supervillains. And the best I can give you right now is they leave here, drop all kind of identity that they had before, and go cuckoo nuts, nutso birds.
That's a very technical definition.
You're welcome. And she smiles at you, Vikram, and she goes, I like your arm.
It's new.
Oh, no, the old one.
Thank you. I grew it myself.
So the reason I needed you three here tonight is, me and Demo found something while we were looking for Hansy and Smolder not too long ago. And she, like, whips the white sheets off. Laying there on the tables are two very dead Hansy and Smolder.
So she doesn't pull the sheets down over their faces.
Oh, she, like, whips them off.
Okay. Are these corpses in the normal mode?
The clothes are still on them.
Okay. Just making sure they're not normal morgue corpses, like already autopsied or anything.
Yeah, I don't need to see a big swinging Hansy dick or anything.
So, Gyro, as soon as the sheets, like, come flying off of Hansy and Smolder, you notice three things immediately. A, that it is, in fact, Hansy and Smolder. The exact same people that attacked you that first or second night, whatever, or that first, like, week. Two, their clothes are a lot different. Instead of the suits that they were wearing, they're in more, like, street clothes. And three, there is no visible wound that would have killed them.
Whoa, dude, that's Hansy and Smolder. Those are the guys who tried to kidnap us.
Who?
Hansy, the guy who tried to keep you in his hands the whole time. And Smolder was the...
What are you talking about?
Did you lose your memory?
Wait, did you actually lose your memory? This is Ryan asking.
I actually rolled on D&D Beyond, and I rolled double ones. So, as a player, I think I've decided I left a little more than just my arm in the dorm.
Vikram, you are still, like, suffering from the trauma and are a little turned around and confused right now.
There is nothing that has happened to me worse than losing my arm, and I don't remember anything bad happening to me at this school before that.
Feeling bad, you know, Gyro will explain the situation. Okay, dude. Hansy, Smolder, we were in our beds. They tried to capture us in the middle of the night. We had a fight with them out in, like, as they were going to, like, the training fields or whatever. They captured you in your hands. It was, like, really epic. We all did really cool stuff. But they ended up, like, getting away or something. I don't remember all the details specifically. All that matters is that they were trying to, like, bring us with them, bro. And, like, now they're dead, and they're in different clothes for some reason.
They had me in while my arm was off. I distinctly remember stopping you, or trying to.
Oh, no. This was before the arm thing. This was, like, a different night.
We've only been living here for... Wait. I start counting. Oh, we've been here for 3 weeks now?
Yeah, it's been a hot minute since that all happened. So yeah, that's the brief summary. But important details to note as of right now. One, they tried to kidnap us. Didn't work because we're awesome. Two, they're dead? He asks. And why? They don't look like messed up or anything. There's no, like, stab wound or, like, any broken bones or, like, they're not to sound gross, you know, to disrespect the dead or anything, but their bodies are, like, clean.
Detective Garza speaks up and she, so weird thing about that. It was 3 weeks ago they attacked you, correct?
Yeah, it would have been about 3 weeks ago.
I mean, yeah, that's them. I don't know why they're dead, though, when they left us, they were alive.
Yeah, we found these two inside of a freezer. The best the coroner can estimate, they've been dead for 5 weeks.
What?
Wait, in a freezer? Dead for... No, there's... That's... How is that possible? We saw them, like, as alive as could be, like, 3 weeks ago. Are these, like, clones or something?
No. These are the real deal, according to the coroner.
Could the coroner be wrong?
Well, coroner's deviation is to be able to assess how long something's been dead.
That's a very useful deviation in this line of work.
That's the edgiest deviation I've heard on the show thus far.
It's like the one job they were gonna get. Let's be honest. Some people turn their deviation into their job. Other people are born with their job labeled.
So we can be sure... It's 5 weeks, and they were 3 weeks. Three is less than five.
You nailed it.
Garza leans over to Demo, just like, is that one okay? Demo just, with their arms crossed, is like, oh.
So they were dead while kidnapping us? I don't remember, but do you remember them being dead, Gyro?
No, dude, they were definitely... Something real fishy's going on here. Maybe it's like... Maybe the reason why their bodies are, like, older for some reason might be, like, some sort of time manipulation power or something. Like, maybe they were...
Alex did it?
Well, no, not... I mean, kind of... Maybe it's someone like Alex. I don't know. Like, someone made the bodies look older than they're supposed to be. Because they were, I'm telling you, for sure, they were alive 3 weeks ago. So something weird's going on.
You said they were wearing different clothing?
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing. Detective, whenever they were coming for us, they were in this weird, like, they were in, like, suits. And they had, like, these little half masks on their faces and stuff.
Have you ever heard of the Green Hornet? It sounds like they were dressed as Keto?
I remember something from the history books about a Keto diet.
Hey Jason, we don't want the podcast to get copyright struck. You gotta make up a it's gotta be like the Vermilion Bee or something.
I'm just gonna throw out here, if somebody is gonna copyright claim us for the Green Goddamn Hornet, they deserve it.
It's going to be Seth Rogen, and he's going to be very upset.
Bruce Lee's foundation is going to be pissed.
Seth Rogen is going to smoke a blunt and listen to our entire podcast at once.
Yeah, the whole time is just... Anyways, we're getting off topic.
Wait, there's a topic to this podcast?
Exactly.
So Demo, just kind of frustratingly, like, all right. The main thing we wanted to be sure of was that it was these two that attacked you guys. We still believe you, I guess, but the trail's kind of running cold with these two being dead and dead longer than when the attack was. So are you sure there wasn't anything else fishy about that day? Weird?
I'm starting to remember. I got tired. There was somebody they talked to. And then I was sleepy. And then I was in my bed again.
Oh, yeah. There was a third guy, wasn't there?
I think Vikram was the only one that passed the check to, like, stay awake long enough.
I wrote something on the grocery list, but I threw the list away after I went shopping.
Demo speaks up and is like, you mean the boss, right? You told me something about getting tired and a boss was there, but you didn't get a look.
No, I guess I didn't get a very good look.
Oh, I remember something. I remember something, and it's not because I'm going over my campaign notes. I remember them saying something about, like, that we weren't the targets, and they were supposed to be grabbing, like, the best and brightest, but, I mean, it makes sense that we wouldn't be them. But they also said something, leave 262 in place to be our eyes and ears. And we thought it was, like, room 262, so we thought there might be a student who's, like, a spy or something.
All right, you see Garza, like, jot down all those notes, and she's like, all right, I guess we can, like, cross-reference Anzi and Smulder's known accomplices, but honestly, they mostly ran together. I don't know if we're going to get much. Thanks for the ID, guys. I'm going to let my little partner here take care of the rest, because I don't know. I heard, and as she's, like, walking by Vikram, she, like, clinks his, like, new arm with her pen, and she's like, I heard you guys might be in trouble. Anybody want to quickly explain what y'all were doing?
Yeah, we went over to Lila and Alex and other guy.
Yeah. I don't care what you were doing. I care about how Vikram's arm happened.
Well, I figured out how to make that power activate, or at least I confirmed it tonight, because I ate some spicy food and I tried to go, like, you know, make another super speed thing again, and it worked, but it went way faster than I expected, and I kind of lost control for a second.
I may have made the biryani a little spicier than usual.
But point being, Vikram, I screwed up. Vikram tried to stop me, and that's how his arm got messed up.
And Roz, why is the front yard area of the dorms torn to shreds?
I may have tried to build a ramp of some sort.
It was going to be a really sick trick if it had worked.
I'm going to try to keep you three from getting suspended.
That would be dope.
Guys, come on. 2 nights in 3 weeks that I'm alerted that you're out after hours and causing a ruckus. I guess not after hours, there's no curfew, but you're out late causing a ruckus. It's getting hard to believe that you are the good heroes that I thought you were when all this started.
I'm sorry, Demo. Like, honestly, it was an accident, and I promise not to use my powers, like, outside of class or, you know, combat training or whatever. Like, it really was a mistake.
Meanwhile, Vikram is nudging Roz with his new arm, and
did you hear? Demo thinks we're good heroes.
You three go home. I'll see you in class. You guys make it out of the hospital. You're free to do whatever you want.
We're going to go to bed. Or I am. Because Gyro is, he's still, like, He's a mix of emotions today. he's ready to hit the hay.
Vikram comes in and he steps in and looks over at the kitchen and sees his knife and cutting board are still out. The pot is still on the stove, not soaking. There's dishes everywhere from when they very quickly put things in Tupperware so that they could take it. They were just everywhere. And he looks at them and looks down at his new hand and is like, and he shuffles over to the kitchen and starts doing the dishes.
Oh,
as much as Doc Sheridan has smacked him today, he still has like a low to medium level ache. At least the dishes gives him something to do and something to focus on other than hurting. And it also allows him to test out the new hand.
I think Roz sees Vikram doing the dishes and starts to feel guilty that he made the food and then got his arm ripped off and is now trying to do the dishes. And she walks over and is like, here, let me help with that.
Vikram moves over to start drying dishes as they're rinsed.
Yes. Listen, there's a crowd when it comes to washing dishes, and I will not be made to feel bad for that. What am I going to do? Stand next to the dishwasher as you hand me the plate and I'll put it in?
Vikram is going to pause while drawing one of the plates, and he's going to look over towards Gyro's room. Specifically, his eyes track each painted footprint on the wall and the floor between Gyro's door and the front door, back and forth. And he just quietly turns to Roz and says, Do you think Gyro's going to get us killed this year?
I'm more worried about us getting ourselves killed on our own.
Yeah, I can see that. I apologize before at the morgue. I spoke a lot with Gyro about being glad he was all right. It's not that I wasn't concerned about you being all right also, but you don't act as rashly as Gyro does, and you don't seem to put yourself in danger as much as he does.
Yeah, I've got a keen sense of self-preservation.
You are also very capable and formidable and very strong.
Roz is starting to get flustered because she's never been complimented before, except by her dad's boss, who is just like thrilled that she's a fucking swindler. But this is like something about her as a person, not about the fact like how she uses her powers to grift people. Yeah, she is starting to get flustered and is kind of like just scrubbing the dishes and goes, I know you feel like this is your fault, but it really wasn't. You know, you're a good person. And that's hard.
He looks at his arm and I'm learning that.
The fact that you're still willing to be a good person, you know, that's dope.
I mean, that's what we're all here for, right?
Well, I'm kind of here because, I don't know, man, my parents, it's weird, right? Like, I don't want to disappoint them or make them mad, but like, I'm just really good at it. And so they really wanted me to do this, and it seemed like, I don't know, it seemed like the right thing to do.
Yeah. I understand that. My father applied here 3 times, actually. Never made it in, but he was always telling me this is the right place to be. I miss him.
What happened?
Cancer. It was 5 or 6 years ago. It was hard on myself and my mother. I was, the school believed I was a troublemaker a lot. You would think that with all the advances in society, we would be more accommodating to those who have difficult deviations. But
Instead, we are expected to fit into the mold. We are expected to conform to standards that weren't made for us, and it was hard. Is that the last spoon?
Oh, yeah. Here.
Thanks. Thanks for helping me.
Yeah, you know, anytime.
Good night, Duras.
Good night.
So you guys go through that Tuesday and go to bed, and Wednesday rolls around, and it's combat and control day.
So when do I roll for my addiction to opiates?
Never, because that's why Dr. Sheridan makes sure to slap every patient when they leave, because that just cures toxins and addictions. If you had a smoking habit before, you don't now.
Now just a mild BDSM kink.
So at the start of combat and control, you are not met by Demo right away. You are met by Dr. Marsden.
Oh no.
Who is at the front of your class and goes, "Ooh, Vikram, finally you're here. Ah." And he just runs up to you and pushes like a thing on your arm and it detaches.
Ah!
He goes, "Ooh, nice paint job. Ooh, very nice. Ooh, Gyro, did you do this?"
"Yeah, dude. You like it?"
"I'm going to need you for a second." And he like huddles you over at this large table that's spread out at the front of the class with like a sheet over it. And he lifts up like the corner of the sheet. And Gyro, you can't tell what he's doing, but he's like tinkering with the arm and he's like adjusting some things. And he like, you hear a couple of things pop and snap and like a drill go off all of a sudden. And then he like seals it all back up and he goes, "Gyro, I need some black here and some yellow here and a little bit of the blue here."
Meanwhile, Vikram is mortified and is looking at all of his classmates one by one. And in his head, there's this like flashing anime background as the entire class pans past, all of them staring at his arm and whispering about his arm and talking about his... Nobody's probably looking at him, but he is definitely like, "Oh my god, they can all see, they all know, oh my god."
He's planning to murder the doctor.
There is one person looking at you, and while Marsden is fixing or like tinkering with your arm, Lila runs up to you and hugs you with with all four arms or six arms.
Vikram is shocked for a moment. And then tries to awkwardly hug her back, his one arm to her six.
She has you in like the tightest hug, and she's like, "I'm so glad you're okay."
"I'm fine. And he's like patting around on her back, going like, "I feel like you're getting the raw end of this deal here. Maybe when I get my arm back,
No, it's okay. You don't have to ever apologize to me for anything. You are a hero. You chased after Gyro like it was not even a second thought, and you lost an arm, and I'm so sorry that I like set that up for everything to happen. You're like the best."
I set you up to be a target to be shot at 2 days ago."
"Yeah, I don't even care about that.
It's water under the bridge."
That seems like a normal thing that would happen in class.
I mean, in Demo's class?
Everyone's strapped at Cape University.
Oh, I should have made this in Texas and not Indiana.
No, because then people would have shot back.
Lila like puts you down and she goes, "Okay, I have a bone to pick with somebody, so I'll be right back." And she walks over to Gyro and smacks him in the back of the head.
"Ow! What? Oh.
You were supposed to tell us about Vikram the other night, and you didn't. I had to find out from a friend in a different class that Vikram lost an arm. Or they didn't fix his arm, or they did fix his arm, or now he has a lightning arm. Anyways, jerk."
I'm really sorry. It's everything that happened that night was so crazy, like after the fact, like going to see, you know, Vikram and like making sure he was okay. I'm just, the receptionist made me think he was dead for a second. Like, it was just a crazy night, and I was just glad he was okay, but that's not really an excuse for me not to have told you, and I feel like I've been doing nothing but apologizing since I got onto this campus, but I'm sorry, Lila. It's my fault. I just get kind of scatterbrained, you know?
Your apology kind of, like, shocks her a little, like she wasn't expecting it. Just don't let it happen again, mister. And she smiles and she sneaks in to, like, peck you on the cheek, and then she, like, runs back to her desk.
Uh-oh.
He blushes, but he's also knows that he blushes pretty obviously. So to cover it up, he just sprays peach. But it doesn't work. It's not like, it's like when you put on the wrong, like, foundation and it's slightly mismatched.
So what you're saying is that she kisses you and you spray.
No, she kisses, walks away, and then I start to blush.
And then he hits his own face.
As you're doing that, Marsden's, like, hand reaches in front of your face and he snaps and he's like, please pay attention, son. We have just a little more to do.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
You hear the tinkering again, and he leans back, looks behind Gyro at Roz, at you, Roz, and Vikram, and he goes, you should take a seat. Well, you'll get this back during class. Don't worry.
Okay. Thank you.
He closes up the arm Gyro and, like, puts it underneath the sheet and goes, okay, you can go. Thank you. Your artwork is very good.
Thanks. I've been working on it for many years, my dude.
Yes. I just needed to give you a compliment. Go.
Vikram is very awkwardly, like, stepping across the bleachers to find a seat, but balancing with only one arm, because this is the first time he's actually had to walk around with his arm off, and he's definitely overcompensating. It's not nearly as difficult as he thinks it is, but he's, like, waving his arm, like, excuse me, sorry.
So once you guys are all seated, Demo finally walks back in and goes to the front of the class and goes, all right, results are in from Monday. You all passed. Great job. Some of you were able to tap into some stuff that I'm sure even you didn't know could happen. Looking at you, Vikram, Gyro, Roz. So Marsden, like, flips the sheet off of the table and he goes, now, Vikram, we will start with you. We have this robot arm.
I already knew about that one.
Oh, yes. Sorry. Please, come.
Oh, okay. And Vikram, again, awkwardly, now that everyone else is seated, is trying to step around and over and through people.
Excuse me. Oh, Lila, I'm sorry.
And, like, the last two steps, he definitely trips and just catches himself barely to where he, like, half runs to Dr. Marsden's, like,
Dr. Marsden watches all this and he goes, oh, you know what? These are all marked with your names. If you want to come up and get some, you don't have to do this one by one.
Oh.
But come, Vikram. For yours, I will have to explain very carefully.
Okay.
So when you get to Marsden, first he, like, re-plugs in the arm and, like, twists it to lock it into place, and he, like, secures it. You see that electricity, you can, I guess, not feel it, but, like, move it again now. And Marsden goes, okay, so the first thing I want to show you, and I'm very excited about this, I have this. And he, like, reaches behind the table and he pulls out a TV that's, like, plugged in and playing. And he goes, notice anything?
You used highly shielded cables?
No, this is normal TV.
But it's working.
I built you a regulator.
Vikram, like, very carefully, with his flesh and blood hand, reaches out and touches the TV screen. And he's like, the picture's staying.
Yes. Is there, you will notice, a knob right here on your bicep, sort of tucked underneath. It's more like a lever. It goes left and right, left and right, left and right. Uh-huh. Okay, right now it is all the way to the left. That is zero. If you flip it to the all the way to the right, it is your natural absorbing levels.
Vikram flips the lever.
Yeah, the TV, like, you feel the electricity go from the TV into you and, like, shuts down the TV.
Okay, and he, like, flips the lever back as quickly as he can.
It takes, like, a second, but the TV eventually, like, bloop, comes back. But this is only one gift I'm giving you. For the other is much more fun. You will recall your arm cannot take in electricity, but it can shoot out like your normal arm, yes?
Yeah. Does that still work with the regulator on, or?
Oh, yes. The regulator only prevents you from, or helps you regulate how much electricity you bring into your body.
Oh, okay.
So this way you are, you can have electric oven now, or microwave, or TV. You can sit next to TV and not kill the TV.
Oh.
You have somewhat of a normal life, like other children. But your other one, and he like lifts up your arm and brings the wrist down, and you notice like a little barrel pop up, and he...
This looks like it should hurt.
He pushes a button, and it's not a cable. It's a thin line that comes out. He shoots it at like a lectern, and as it gets close to the lectern, it kind of splits and wraps around and connects on the other end and makes like a lasso and ties around the lectern, and then you can feel electricity from from the generator shoot down through the cord and like electrocute the lectern. And he goes, "This is somewhat of long-range taser. Not quite enough to kill anyone. And if you pulled," and he like pulls your arm and it like detaches the wire.
At the wrist?
Yeah, at the wrist. So he goes, "Now, I have several hundred feet for you to reload with, but as it will run out, yes?"
Oh, okay. Thank you. How do I aim to make sure it splits and wraps in the right place?
Oh, this is fun wires that I created that it knows when to split and wrap. Just don't miss and hit someone else.
I will keep that in mind. Thank you.
Not a problem.
And as soon as he walks away, Vikram like puts his wrist back and starts playing with the regulator more and watching the TV. And he's just amazed by the TV. He's like, he's sitting like 3 inches from it. Cause like, I can see.
All right, Roz, you go up to the table and you find a little, like, it's like a piece of paper with your like name written on it. And just like next to the paper is, 2 silver-ish looking bracelets and a belt with small vials. And finally, a pair of goggles.
All right, I spelled goggles right. You got this.
You pick up the bracelets and you can definitely tell like they are a little harder than steel should be, but they're mostly steel. In fact, they're very similar to like the rod that you have. Inside of the vials, you can pick up, like, there's a lot of different minerals in each one.
Ooh.
Basically, take your pick. You can pick up different metals, different dirts, different whatever. And then the goggles. Do you want to put the goggles on?
I do.
Do you remember when you went your max and you were able to see what living people were made out of, and like your vision went really fucking crazy and more specific than like ever before?
Yeah, it was trippy and she wasn't sure if she liked it.
All right. Well, the goggles kind of do that, but they tone it down to where you look at somebody and you remember Dragon Ball Z Scouters?
Yeah.
Like the scouter tells you a rough estimate of what something is made out of.
Nice.
So now you have like you have your senses, but now you have something that will like flat out kind of tell you more specifics. Gyro, you want to, your turn?
I mean, yeah, I guess.
Gyro, you go up to the table and find your little name, and right next to your name is a nifty pair of gloves.
Okay. He will, you know, immediately take the gloves in his hands, like flip them over, look all over, see if it has like padding.
They, from first looks, they look sort of like just normal, like workers' gloves with little holes cut in the tips.
Perfect. He will slide them on.
The first thing that happens is they, like, you hear a buzzing and they adjust to your size. You also notice that the part where your phalanges attach to your
stump, yeah.
Your stump. Your palm, there's like more room in there for some reason, and you can't quite tell why.
All right, he'll reflex his hand, like, go Web, go!
Nothing quite happens.
He'll clap.
Okay, when you clap, you feel something in the, like, bottom of your palm that feels kind of like a button. It's a little over to the side. Actually, it'd be more middle palm, like you could hit it with your thumb.
All right.
All right, when you do that, you feel whatever is like in this area go up at the bottom of your fingers, and then you feel something else at the same time scroll back from the bottom of your fingers.
I'm sorry.
Your fingertips.
Okay.
Marsden walks up. Marsden walks up now. He goes, oh, I see you found my gloves, Gyro. Are you pleased?
Yes. I found the button, and I know that this, like, changes something on the gloves, but I haven't quite figured out, like, what they do.
Oh, the nozzle button.
Nozzle?
You see where the holes are cut in your fingertips. We have attached 3 sets of nozzles in your gloves. The first set is a high pressure long range shot, or should be. What do I mean? It should be. We tested it. It works. The second nozzle is to be used for more controlled directional steering while flying. And should also give you a little extra propulsion. And the third, and it's my personal favorite, a nifty, super compact sized camelback.
Wait, it's in my hands?
Yes, it's very, very amazing deviation technology. You are currently carrying 10 gallons of water.
How the... What? What? How? What? What? And he's just like, where? Is there a straw? Like, what? What a... Do I... And he kind of looks down at his hand and the finger, and he looks up at the doctor, and he, like, goes to point the finger towards his mouth.
Marsden is smiling, and he goes, no. You suck your thumb.
Oh, I mean, can it... I mean, that's... all right, yeah.
Would you... We can work on a different straw thing. I thought you would enjoy some... because sucking on your other fingers is not as attractive.
Can you adjust it for the pinky?
Oh, yes, we can do the pinky. And he, like, takes the gloves off of you real quick. And, like, you see him turn around. And he just, like, tweaks a couple things. And you hear, like, a couple of nozzles pop and, like, shift. And, like, there's a spray of water that, like, shoots up from where he's at. And, like, he puts it back and he goes, oh, no, the left hand is pinky. The right hand is thumb now.
All right, cool. I'll just, weird. All right, that's fine. Thank you. This is awesome.
If you guys were to look around class, you would notice some of your classmates didn't get as cool of things.
Because our deviations are cooler.
Everyone spends the rest of class just kind of playing around with their new gadgets. And
Vikram absolutely spends 4 hours watching that TV. Actually, halfway through the class, while they're still passing out things, Vikram goes over to Demo and may I use the restroom?
Sure, Vikram.
Okay, be right back. And as Vikram steps out of the gym, like before the door has a chance to shut, you see him run off at super speed. And he comes back to class after having used the restroom suspiciously quickly for having, you know, a normal kid going to the restroom and coming back.
He just wanted to see if masturbating with his metal arm felt like someone else doing it.
No, he comes back with a Game Boy in his hands.
Guys, did you know that there's a rat that has the same powers I do in this game?